More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have you ever wondered what it takes to create a piece of art? Well, this weekend, the Boise Open Studios Collective Organization is inviting you to find out as they kick off their 21st annual Open Studios Tour. The event gives people a behind-the-scenes look at how local artists make their pieces and the inspiration that goes into them. Joining us now to talk more about the upcoming event are Deborah Marshall-Borer, president of Bosco, and events chair Cindy Walton. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hello. Thank you.
Deborah, let me begin with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about Bosco and how it got started?
Well, Bosco was started by a select group of individuals, around four or five, and they got together because they thought it was such a mystique for people to enter into an artist's studio to see what they actually do, what creativity is the fundamental part of creating that work of art. So that's how it began 21 years ago, and it has grown into 140 members.
Wow. Okay. So with that said, Deborah, with 140 members, I'm assuming there's a range of media that these artists work on. Can you talk a little bit about what some of them do?
Yes, it's a broad spectrum. We have ceramicists, we have sculptors, we have steel workers, we have painters, of course, and we have encaustic creatives, and we have fabrics, people that work in fabric and
photography, illustrators,
printmakers. Yeah.
You name it, we have it.
Yeah. You've got it. Yeah. Well, and this is for either of you who would like to answer this. What does it take to be a working artist?
Well, a working artist, that is a very important point of what Bosco is about, because these are serious artists that are professionals, and they have dedicated, they may not be able to do it full time, but it is their lifeblood. And I think that to be an artist is making that internal commitment to that.
Mm. So I want to talk about the upcoming event itself. Cindy, tell us about some of the artists that will be at the Open Studios Tour this weekend.
Okay, so this weekend, we kick off our first weekend. We have two weekends. The first weekend is the east side of town. The second weekend, the 12th and 13th, is the west side of town. We have a very, very cool, high-tech, interactive map on our website, boiseopenstudios.com. You can go on to this map and chart your course so you can look at the different mediums. If you want to see all ceramics, if you want to see all painters, or if you want to see in a certain neighborhood, if you're going to be on the bench, then you can go to the bench and you can get all the artists that are on the bench and chart a course of which ones to see. And it's open from 10 to 6.
I kind of love that, right? If there's something specific that you want to know about. So why would you say it's important to really have the public, you know, connect in person like this with the artists, right? It's not just about, oh, look at their work, but really having that more personal connection.
Go ahead, Deborah.
We're both jumping at each other.
Which is our favorite question?
Well, I think that, you know, it's also the difference between seeing something digitally online and actually physically being there, where you get the personality that goes into this. Maybe the history of the person is talking to you, the body language, and it's magical. It's a wonderful connection to make.
Well, you get to also see, like, we're sitting in Deborah's studio right now. You get to see all the paint on the floor, on the tables, the paintbrushes, all the tools that she uses to do her work. And I think that is just so magical. People come into my studio and they see my iPad that I do a lot of digital paintings on. And so I think that it just gives him an opportunity to see how the mediums are made and where people get their inspiration. And I also think it's really, really important for the community to know that right inside their neighborhoods, they have working professional artists.
Mm. Yeah, I think that is important. That's such a good point. Cindy, before I let you both go, my understanding is the event kicks off this Thursday with an opening reception, but can you remind us how long the event will last and where can folks find more information about it?
Yes, we're having a Best of Bosco show at Delia Dante's Gallery, which is on 14th and Main. It'll go from 5 to 9. It's first Thursday downtown. So these are all of the artwork that is going to be exhibited are all from artists who are opening their studios these 2 weekends. But we also have, and I'm going to let Deborah talk about this, a fundraiser that goes along with this, because of course we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that needs money.
So Deborah, I've got 1 minute for you to talk about
it. Okay. We're doing a mosaic. These pieces are 8-inch squares and they can be purchased for $125 a piece. It's original artwork. And it is really exciting to see this all put together like this from all of these artists and their creativity. And we also have been honored by the month of October is the Bosco month. The mayor, McLean, has given us a proclamation for that. So we're so excited about everything that we are bringing to the community to elevate the appreciation of the local artists.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for your time. The 21st Annual Open Studios Tour kicks off Thursday, October 3rd in downtown Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.